countries embrace social media as much as Indonesia. 80% of all internet users in the country have a Twitter account, for instance. That's the highest rate in the world. But many Indonesian politicians remain wary of the site, which are popular outlets for their critics. Internet activists worry about how far those politicians will go to quell online dissent. Last year, 13 defamation cases were filed under Indonesia's already strict internet law. Michael Holtz reports from Jakarta on one of those cases.
Benny Handoko checks Twitter on his phone as he waits for his trial to resume. Earlier in the day, Handoko tweeted he'd be reading his defense statement today. More than a dozen followers tweeted back to wish him luck.
They said, good luck. Hopefully justice will prevail. Something like that. Nobody condemned me yet.
Handoko loves Twitter, but it's gotten him into trouble. He's on trial for allegedly defaming a politician named Misbakun. He called him a thief in a tweet. Keep in mind, Handoko's not a reporter or a public figure of any kind. He works in construction. But since signing on to Twitter in 2008, he's amassed more than 53,000 followers, many of whom likely saw that tweet. Now, Handoko faces the possibility of a year in prison for violating the country's internet law.
I know that I face some injustice. Before that, I have a perception that Twitter user can tweet our expression, as long as it's not harming its others. And in my opinion, what I tweet is not harming this politician.
The politician was found guilty in 2010 of forging documents for a multi-million dollar loan. He served a year in prison before the Supreme Court threw out his conviction, amid rumors that he bribed the court. Handoko isn't the only person who's criticized the politician, on or off Twitter. But Handoko refused to apologize for his tweet. The trial is now in its fourth month, and it's taking a toll on his family.
My wife is quite anxious and worried. She's worried that I have to serve the prison for 1 year. But I try to calm her down. I'm pretty confident that we should win this case.
Other Indonesians have faced defamation charges under the internet law. But Handoko's among the first to be taken to court over a tweet. And his trial could have serious consequences for Indonesia's millions of Twitter users. That's why more than a dozen lawyers have agreed to work on his case pro bono. Febi Yonesta is one of them.
This is the era in Indonesia where people have a courage to express their opinion. So we don't want this freedom taken away.
Freedom of expression is still pretty new in Indonesia, after the overthrow of the dictator Suharto in 1998. But many in the country's political elite seem nostalgic for the old days, when few people dared to criticize them. Twitter makes that easier than ever. It's become a go-to outlet for voicing discontent with the government. Handoko doesn't take for granted how far Indonesia has come since the Suharto era. That's why every Wednesday, he sits in this courtroom to defend his vision of democracy.
I didn't regret my tweet because I think that's part of my participation as a citizen in this democratic country. Part of democracy is the freedom of speech and freedom to criticize the public figures.
Handoko should find out soon how far that freedom goes. His trial is expected to wrap up in February. For The World, I'm Michael Holtz in Jakarta.